This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. This is a special daily news brief. But first, before I get started, I need to update you on our Fight, Laugh, Feast University course that Dr. Tom Price is offering. We actually extended the sign-up date till after the presidential election. So class will start on November 5th, and that'll be the last day to sign up. So make sure you guys head over. Dr. Tom Price is offering a fantastic Fight, Laugh, Feast University course on theology and culture. Dr. Price will walk through foundations and theological analysis of intellectual and cultural trends that are impacting church and society. Learn to think like Christians in this moment. This class starts, again, November 5th, so you have plenty of time. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, click on the FLF University tab, and follow to join. So this daily news brief is a different one. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I wanted to put together a reasoning on why I'm voting for Trump. I think this is an important issue, and I think more Christians need to be speaking up and talking about this. And so first off, there are a number of people, including my pastor, who have contributed in depth to this discussion, so I don't need to repeat what has already been said here. And if you guys who are listening go into the notes section, there'll be links to some of Uncle Gary's responses to John Piper. My pastor Wilson preached a sermon this last Sunday that I've linked to in these notes that I think is really central to the background of all this, and so go check out those links also besides my little defense here. So, why am I voting for Trump? Let me start off by saying that I did not vote for Trump in 2016 for largely three reasons. First, I could not trust him. He was pro-choice in the 90s, and somehow, some way, he became pro-life by the time he started running for president. That just was hard for me to make sense of. I had no good reason. I saw no repentance in his life for me able to believe that he was really, truly pro-life. I had no evidence that his conviction was genuine. Secondly, in a lot of ways, this is my thinking back in 2016, in a lot of ways, Trump was Bill Clinton 2.0. President Clinton actually started building the wall under his administration. His foreign policies were similar. He lowered taxes, even though, granted, it was a Republican House and Senate that did that for him. His foreign policies had similarities to Trump, at least they appeared to at the time. His views on tariffs seemed similar to Trump, and he was riddled with sex scandals, just like Trump. Lastly, I did not think Trump was really going to govern as conservative as he has now proven to govern. I saw no predictability in Trump. And when it comes down to debates and social media, he is unpredictable there. But in terms of how he actually governs, I now see that I can hang my hat on some, you know, Trumpian predictability in terms of how he governs. So I saw no predictability, and now I think you can actually make a case for there being some predictable forms of governing and principles that he's governing with actually in office. So I want to give you some hopefully compelling reasons beyond what I've already linked to, on to why Christians, their consciences should be free to vote for Trump. First, Trump has a track record of appointing conservative justices, even though Gorsuch seems more like Roberts. There's still some hope there, at least in holding some of the line that we need to be holding over these next 40 years. He has a track record of lowering taxes, and more should be done there. He's cut a number of regulations, a lot of regulations, including the Obamacare mandate. And he's also stood up for religious rights. He's the first president to attend the pro-life march and actually speak at it. There's a number of good things happening on the religious freedom side of things. And his foreign policy and how he's dealing with wars and pulling out of wars and working with other nations is not a bad foreign policy. So that's kind of on the practical side of why I think voting for Trump is a good idea. Secondly, Trump has picked a lot of much-needed fights. The peace treaty between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party should have been broken long ago. The treaty was only allowing Democrats to gain yards in the match, while Republicans were only losing yardage, and they couldn't even see it. For decades, the Democrats have been plodding away at biblical marriage, trying to knock it down, trying to institute LGBT rights in the public square, trying to knock down religious rights, and overall slowly destroying the Constitution. The Democrats don't want peace. What they wanted, what their goal was the whole time, was they wanted power and compliance. That's where the Democratic Party is taking us. Lastly, The Democratic Party will take us into full-blown moral anarchy with a power over government. Moral relativism will be full-blown. Moral anarchy will be full-blown. And the government, as I already said earlier, wants power. The Democratic Party only wants power and compliance. And the way you get that is with a morally loose people. You give them their marijuana. You give them their drugs. You give them their lascivious lifestyles, and you'll get compliance. The Democratic Party will do what they did to Justice Kavanaugh, and what they did to Justice Kavanaugh, they will do to you, your churches, and any Christian who has at least some sort of ounce of Christian backbone in him. The 60 million aborted babies are just the bloody foundation for which they are working off of, the bloody foundation which they are building off of, and their satanic lust for raw power will be unleashed if they get full control of the steering wheel. And we don't want any of that. Now, God is in heaven and we're on earth, thank goodness. So, you know, their plan will come to nothing if God chooses to intervene in this way. But this is the direction the Democratic Party wants to go. Make no mistake. The Democratic Party wants to destroy America. They want to destroy our history. They want to destroy our form of government and anything that smells like faithfulness to our Christian heritage and to our God. All they want is power and compliance, and they'll do anything to get it. And if they can co-opt the church to help them get it, they'll do it. Trump, with all his faults, his agenda is not to destroy America, our way of worship, nor our republic as we know it. As Christians, our goal is to live a quiet and peaceable life. And this pandemic has shown us how bankrupt the church is and how spineless and ineffective the church is against its small, petty tyranny. The church can't even stand up to face masks. The only way the church will recover her moral authority and regain the ability to stand strong against principalities and powers is through reformation and revival. The church needs to repent and believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. The church needs to repent of worshiping like the world does, ignoring the psalms in our worship and throwing concerts where only the professionals are heard in worship service. The church needs to repent of ignoring the whole counsel of God, picking and choosing Bible verses, like you work with a novel and you kind of choose your own adventure. Lastly, pastors and elders need to lead their congregations in this repentance by stepping down where the Bible requires and where the Bible does not require that, then preach the hell out of the gospel. Grow a backbone. Let sparks fly. We are on the sunny side of the cross. Jesus is Lord. He is risen. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? It is finished because Jesus died for your sins. He rose again from the dead and now sits at the right hand of God our Father. And we act like Jesus is still in the grave. So don't be afraid of the world, those who can kill you. Be afraid of the one who can cast your soul into hell. As Kanye West said in his interview with Joe Rogan this last week, and yes, it's 2020, and I'm quoting Kanye favorably, when you remove the fear of and love of God, you create the fear and love of everything else. Romans 8:31. Let me end here. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Come on, church, Christian church, husband, wife, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything created shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I hope this helps. I hope this encourages you. And as my pastor's sermon that I referenced in the notes, I again encourage you to check out, Jesus is King now on October 28th, and Jesus will also be King on November 4th. That doesn't change. What happens if President Trump wins election? And Jesus is King. If Joe Biden wins the election, Jesus is King. That does not change. Your marching orders will still be the same: to raise your family, to love God, and to worship him. Those are your marching orders, and those don't change. But by the grace of God, and the gifts and abilities and structures he gives us here on earth, vote accordingly. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club at FightLaughFeast.com. Download our app. Head to our annual Fight Laugh Feast conference again. That'll be next October. With your partnership, you are providing us with the resources to compete with mainstream media and to get the gospel into culture and politics. So go to FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day. And bless us.